Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
Former President Donald Trump faces backlash for comments to a right-wing Christian group saying they wouldn't ever need to vote again once he's reelected. Democrats charge that follows a pattern, threatening not to accept the results if he loses, and saying he'd be a dictator for the first day of a second term. But Republicans, including New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, say he's just using hyperbole.
We want everybody to vote in all elections, but I think he was just trying to make a hyperbolic point that it can be fixed as long as he gets back into office and all that. But, you know, classic Trump right there.
Project 2025, a second Trump term roadmap that the former president now denies, would radically increase the power of the president. President Joe Biden heads to Texas today, where he'll unveil plans for reforming the Supreme Court. He's expected to call for term limits for justices and an enforceable code of ethics. Justice Elena Kagan says that current lack of enforcement is a problem. She says one proposal would take ethics complaints to a panel of outside judges.
But I feel as though we, however hard it is, that we could and should try to figure out some mechanism for doing this.
Biden may also back a constitutional amendment to reverse a recent court ruling giving presidents criminal immunity for official acts. New York Democratic Congressman Joe Morelli has already introduced amendment language, which has more than 40 co-sponsors.
This isn't just about Donald Trump and the charges he faces. This is about the office of the presidency. This is about what Americans believe, and they believe every person should be held accountable.
If it passes Congress, 38 states would need to ratify it. An Ohio State constitutional amendment to end gerrymandering has officially qualified for the November ballot. It would take the power to draw district maps from a committee of lawmakers and give it to an independent bipartisan group of voters. Jen Miller with the group Citizens Not Politicians says Ohio is one of the most gerrymandered of all the states.
When politicians and lobbyists get to rig maps, it harms every Ohio voter and our democracy.
Seven different maps were struck down as unconstitutional by the state Supreme Court in 2022. The Ohio Ballot Board must now sign off on the amendment's language for it to be on the ballot. Meanwhile, Vote.org says it's had more than 100,000 new voter registrations since Vice President Kamala Harris entered the race, mostly from voters under 34. And Harris's campaign says it has raised almost $200 million. The election is now 100 days away. Finally, Democrats in North Carolina are challenging the state election board's decision to recognize a new political party and put Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the state's presidential ballot. They allege the Kennedy campaign skirted the laws dealing with independent candidates. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.